This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Whoopee! Wow, you know, I'm still reeling from Mendocino's strong event last Saturday on November 4th. Wow! How Mendocino County has risen up to help those whose lives had such a tragic turn. Trials and tribulations will continue as affected county citizens sift through what's left of their lives. This catastrophe will be felt for decades, I'm sure. But we must keep reaching out and helping with helping hands to help those in need. And I thank you, all those involved with Mendocino Strong Together. Thank you, Mendocino County, all you merchants, all you citizens, for your generosity in making this event a very successful fundraising event. I truly love Mendocino far more deeply after being there. So, and whoopee, Measure B, it passed with almost 83% of the votes cast voting yes. We do have a consciousness here. Hey, we are so aware of our mental health problems in this county, and this is a positive step toward getting help for those afflicted with mental disorders. Oh, yes. And again, Mendocino County is doing the right thing. And I have to say, thank you, Tom Allman, for your tireless dedication and work toward making this happen. What would we do without you, Sheriff Tom? Hey, and now the rain. You know the time's come to put a roof on. You know the rain is coming on. The rain is coming on. The time's come to put a roof on. You know the rain is coming on. The rain's coming on. And you can wander if you want to. You can go look at the sea. Ah, you can chase out the rainbow. Spend all your time being free. Ah, but the time's come to put a roof on. You know the rain is coming on. The rain's coming on. Oh, the time's come to put a roof on. You know the rain is coming on. Oh, the rain is coming on. Sleep under the starlight. Swear the cold, it don't bother me. I know your life is gonna be alright. Spend all your time being free. Oh, but the time has come to put a roof on. You know the rain is coming on. Oh, the rain is coming on. time's come to put a roof on. You know the rain's coming on. Oh, the rain is coming on. Ah, oh, the rain coming on. Oh, oh, the rain. Ah, the rain. You know, there's a Japanese word for this, the new green, that particular green velvet that you see on the landscape right now. I don't know if I can pronounce it. It's Atarashi Gurin. If there's anyone who speaks Japanese out there, my apologies for my pronunciation. But it's that velvet-like sheen of grass that first appears as the emerging season begins. And it's signaling this whole new thing, new grass. And for example, if you were flying from the east, where you've got all these snow-covered hills, and then you come to the west coast, what do you see? Winter grass, green grass, rebirth in the winter. It's amazing how the ashes are turning to this new green. At this, you know, last week we had Mad Strong, and she had a song about autumn. And I'd like to, excuse me, guitar, I'd like to read a little bit from Lou Welch right now, The Importance of Autumn by Lou Welch. When that autumnal wind, busy with the rubbish of a year, divests the tree of lingering ornaments, sending them whirling with the fallen ones. When that consumptive flush, that culmination, pretense, fragmentation, reveals a tree of sticks that cannot cage the wind. And ducks pass black and low in a sky of so intense a glare that gulls seem gray. Then look closely, for in this primal light, you'll see love walking with the wind pressed to her thighs. You'll see her as she dances, dancing counter to the whirling leaves. You'll see her dance till suddenly she stops, quieting the leaves. Some settle on her breast and hair. One floats by. She hits it with her hand and vanishes. Then on a field of dark pine trees burst flocks of gulls. White. Ooh. Yes, indeed. Lou Welch has a way of saying things that no one else can say. Keep reaching out. Keep reaching out and giving as the healing continues. Keep hope alive. Keep making offerings. You know, it does help. And you know, I have to laugh at one of Lou Welch's sarcastic poems having to do with giving and feeling. This poem is called A Memorable Fancy. Now, don't get discouraged. This is called also Our Lord of Refused Love, excuse me. On a cold day in Oregon, in a lightly falling snow, with 3-day growth beard in my hooded parker, I meet a man with a sandwich board proclaiming the coming of the Lord. And I walked around the block, giving him a second chance to know me. Now, there's a commentary by the Red Monk, by the way, which is his persona. The arrogance of both these people is appalling. The one is making an announcement of hope. The other is making an offering. Oh, what can we do to stifle such bad conduct? keep the faith. Keep the faith, people. Have compassion. Thank you. love your sister and love your brother, love your father and love your mother, and be rolling with the flowing, growing in your heart. And though you're broken, stay open to love and be always hoping and rolling with the flowing, growing in your heart. Life's not always free and easy. We all know that's true. Ice and snow, sleet and rain, love will see you through. And though you're broken, stay open to love. Oh, be always open and rolling. Life's not always free and easy. We all know that's true. Ice, snow, sleet and rain. Love will see you through. Love your sister. Love your brother. And love your father. Love your mother. Oh, and be rolling. Rolling with the flowing, growing in your heart. I know you listeners out there have heard me sing that song before. It's one of my favorites. I wrote that one when I was in New England and there was a lot of snow around and I was feeling kind of lonely. But that's okay, Greg. I did get over that. Now, with all this heartbreak and pain, and I thought I'd read Albert's poem again, Analgesia, Land of Pain-Free. I'm going to dedicate this one especially to my engineer today, Mike Burgess. He has one of those titanium shoulders now. He's got a funny grin on his face. He's smiling to keep from crying out in agony. Right, Mike?
Oh, God. Oh, ow, he shook his head. Well, ow, it only hurts when I smile. Oh, dear.
Well, anyway, here we go. Don't forget to love one another. We can't forget this. Anyway, here we go. Wallace Stevens once said, it was almost time for lunch. Pain is human. I propose a crash program to relieve human society from all pain by the year. What would be a good year? How about 2018? I mean, fast relief from pain of every kind, both mind and body. Even basic, uneasy, ontological pain of upholding improbable state called life. A total relief. So there's not a twinge of pain in any human worldwide. I'm talking about massive research into finer and finer pain-killing substances till we have one that will give instant permanent relief from all pain in human life. I'm getting excited. Greg, shh. Now, let's take the bucks from high-energy physics, cancer, cardiovascular research, all the bucks we cough up to support myth of continuing nation states, high-tech aerospace projects, etc. All the earth-destroying projects that got us knee-deep in PU, earth-wide, and turned world into a combo plate of Big Mac, Coke, fries, with a side of sukiyaki plus two scoops rice. Now, let's take these bucks to fund the most awesome crash program the world has ever seen. Let's get down to basics. Let's forget those endless bullpucky projects we've been frittering our time and money away on, and address problem numero uno in human life. What is that? Mike, let's say it. Pain, see? The total elimination of pain by the end of the year, or at least until, 2020. Anyway, let's make neuroendocrinology the new glamour science, along with the lines of these are the guys who are going to give us, yes, fast relief from pain for life. That's for life. Headache, toothache, pain in the neck, stub toe, pain of mild or severe trauma, hurtful psychic states, lower back pain, etc. All things of the past. Hey, I got cancer, and it don't hurt a bit. Why, I'm not even worried about it. Heart attack? No problem. I just felt a little bump. Ooh, I feel just fine now. AIDS? Just another way to go. No pain. I just lost my job, and my wife left me. But that's life. It don't hurt. And I'm very optimistic. Something else equally painless is right around the corner. Life is pain-free, Lark. Ah, no matter what happens, you may be sure of one thing. It won't hurt. We can relax. Oh, relax. Deep. It's a miracle. I am absolutely pain-free through every fiber of my being. I may be dying, but I feel great. Hey, these neuroendocrinology guys are saints. Give them all the money they want. Hey, and throw in some Nobel Prizes. For sure. What do you say, Mike? Pain-free.
Pain-free.
Just the idea of that. Hold that thought, folks. Just hold that thought. By the way, this is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. And you know what? I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are riding on the Bipolar Express. Hey,
thanks, Greg. Different voice, huh?
Yeah. Well, you're welcome, train singer. So what's up in train land? Well, I have to say that the Christmas train is coming. We're still looking for a few of those Christmas elves, by the way. And please, if you're interested in being an elf, go on down to the Willits Depot and get yourself an application. We'll be starting our rehearsals pretty quick. So this is a great opportunity. Our first ride, by the way, will be on December the 3rd. So check the skunk schedule, for the proper dates. That you make your reservations as well. And don't forget your locals discount. That's Lake, Mendocino, and Humboldt County, not just Mendo. Skunk Train is very generous in this respect. But anyway, I want to say that this Christmas train is the Skunk Train's event of the year. And for over 100 years, the California Western Railroad has attracted thousands of tourists from around the world to the Willits community. Passengers can get off a beaten path and experience an historical train ride into the coastal redwoods and Noyo River Canyon. local residents can take advantage of the Skunk Train's generous locals discount on any day, any trip. So check the Skunk schedule at skunktrain.com or call 707-964-6371. That's Fort Bragg. Again, 707-459-1052. That's Willits. Let me repeat that. Skunktrain.com or call 964-6371 or, that's Fort Bragg, or Willits at 459-1052. Now, make sure you make that phone call before 3 o'clock because generally they have a machine after that. So, all right. So, we're moving right along here. Keep loving, keep hoping, keep sharing, keep caring. People get ready, you know that train's coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah. Oh, people, get ready for that train to Jordan. Picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board them. There's room for all among those love the most. Where there ain't no room for that hopeless sinner. Hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. There's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So people, get ready, you know the trains are coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I have to say, that song's one of my favorite ones of the train songs. And, of course, it was written by Curtis Mayfield. Now, I do thank you for riding along with Greg and Train on the Bipolar Express. Don't forget, you know, this planet has a north and a south pole. That's right. Earth is a bipolar planet. and it's heating up. Hope it doesn't melt down, Gregory.
I know. I hope so, Train. You're right. Hey, you know, I enjoy... reading the engineers, you know. By the way, an engineer slang for an engineer is a hoghead. Not pighead, but hoghead. And a deadhead. Nah, I know what you're thinking about. Deadhead, Grateful Cherry Garcia. But no. A deadhead, by the way, is an engineer who's already made his run and is riding back to station on another train that's probably driven by another engineer. And I have to say that I really enjoy some of the stories that came out of the past. And here's a story. I remember I was doing this a little earlier on. I got carried away with myself. And so for those train folks out here, here's a little bit of dialogue from a man who was born in 1917, Dick Murdoch, retired. He might even be, I'm not sure if he's still around. Anyway, here we go from Dick Murdoch. We were deadheading back there in the caboose. And this particular conductor we had, he was a noisy guy. He talked all the time. We were about 60 cars back. Now, he was complaining about the rough handling and everything else.
Well, the ride was all right. The hoghead was a good hoghead. The ride was smooth. Me and the other deadheads, well, we didn't see anything wrong with it. Well, we headed into a siding at a place called Escalat. And we were just drifting through at about 3 or 4 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, the slack came in. Now, the slack, by the way, is these trains are all stretched out. And when they stop, they have a tendency to kind of bang into the slack. And that's what they're talking about right here. And this conductor was busy spouting off. Well, that slack hit and just flipped him off his feet and upside down. Then he got up to his feet and said, "Darn it! See what I mean? Doesn't that slack hitting ever tear a car apart?" And sure, it'll pull a car apart. Easy. And respirators. Bob, did you have respirators? Well, sometimes we wish when we got those 1600s and those 900s class up there for helpers, we wished we had, because they were big, boiling affairs. They filled the tunnel. There was no room for smoke or anything. There was no room for air. The cabs would fill up with smoke. We used to come out of those tunnels just wringing wet, Bob said. Oh, absolutely. Where was that, up in Densmore? A club member asked. It was over at Twin Fraser, across the bay here, out of Richmond, Bob said. Well, if you're going through a long tunnel and you only have on like one Mallee, doesn't it help? Because the cab's in the front and the smokestack is in the back. A 10-year-old member said, who had come with his father, he said, oh, it does, absolutely. That's why they put the cab up front. And you didn't have anything to worry about if you had a 74-car freight train with just one Mallee. Why, there was nothing to worry about. All the smoke's behind you. That's one of the reasons they put the cab in the front. When the smoke came in the cab, after you closed the windows, did the same thing happen to the passengers? Well, if they don't have their windows closed, yes. Sometimes smoke would get in the passenger cars, yes. But generally speaking, no, because the passenger trains move fast enough and all the windows were closed and the air conditioning's on the train, like on the Shasta Daylight. You wouldn't have no problems with smoke. They was diesels anyway. This is interesting to hear their talk. So people ask me about the smoke on the skunk train, and I got to say, sometimes you smell it in the tunnel if the windows are open. But they're short tunnels, especially the Willett side, which is only 840 feet. And the, you know, but on the tunnel on the Willett side, it's comparatively short, so you don't have much problem there. Now, the steam engine, it fills it on the Fort Bragg side. That tunnel is over 1,000 feet long, and I can't wait till it's open, by the way. They're working on it. People who are wondering, it's going to be coming. So you must go inside from the open car when you're in tunnel number one on the Fort Bragg side. But you know, the lure of the train, it transcends the smoke and the squealing wheels and the rough rides. Hey, if you've got the train bug, if you've got that one, and there's a name for that, well, we call you a wheel-licking foamer. It doesn't sound so cool, but I'd say this is a song about one of those guys. Bob Nolan's Fast Freight. Well, I listen to that whistle, I lie awake and wait. I wish the railroad didn't run so near. Ah, the rattle and the clatter of that old fast freight keeps making music in my ear. Go bomb again, go bomb again. Ooh, yeah. That whistle blow. That whistle blow. Whoa, 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 whoa. Click railroad track. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go. I wouldn't give a nickel for that bum I used to be. I work as hard as any man in town. Well, I got a pretty gal, thinks the world of me. A man would be a fool to let her down. Oh, bum again, bum again. Friend was a blow. Whistle blow, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, clickety-clack, clickety-clack. The wheels are sitting in the railroad track. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, now I lie awake and listen, I wonder if she's late. In my dreams I'm riding on that train. I feel my pulse beating with that old fast brain. Thank the Lord I'm just a bum again. Oh, bum again, bum again.
My whole bunch of harmonicas here. Let me see, what do I have in there? I have a C, I think. Oh, I do. Okay. Well, I was going to do... Let me look over here for a second. I have four of them there. And this is my little harmonica case. Listen to the sound of this. Ooh. Excuse me. It's the wrong one. Oh, I'm leaning over to the back. I'm still here, though. Can you hear me? Hear me now? Yeah, I hear you, Gregory. Good. Oh, you did it again. Mm-mm. You never know what's going on in the studio, do you? Velcro, Velcro. All right, Gregory. Settle down. All right, okay. I have to play one of my favorites since I'm in the key of E flat. If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I've gone. You can hear that whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. Hear that whistle blow 100 miles. Not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. Oh Lord, I cannot go back home this way. This away, this away, this way, this way. Oh Lord, I cannot go back home.
Lord, I'm two. Lord, I'm three. Lord, I'm four. I am 500 miles away from home. Away from home, away from home, away from home, away from home. Oh Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home. And if you miss the train I'm on, will know that I am gone. You can hear that whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. Hear that whistle blow. Haiti West, this is KLLGLP 97.9 FN, Willits, California, your hometown radio, and I'm in your living room right now. Where are you? Where's the pizza? All right, come on. I'm in the studio right now with Greg Schindel and Trent Singer and Mike Burgess, our engineer. And by the way, he's doing all this with his left hand. As you know, he had a shoulder replacement with that titanium. It's lighter than aluminum, stronger than steel. God, he sounds like Superman shoulder. But I'm sure glad you're with us. And I'm glad you're out there with us too, Little Lake Valley. Hey, if you're listening to this program right now, the Bipolar Express, you are definitely out there. Greg, why did you have to say that? I don't know. Hey. We're on our own, you know. This is lately. I've had some great local guests, by the way. Diversity really works here. Last week, for example, we had Twining Time with John and Anita, and they were sharing their music along the theme of love, love, love. And you can't miss with that. I mean it. All these years, the hippies were right, at least about the love thing. Anyway, you know, 2 weeks ago, we had Madge Strong, and she brought her lovely music into the studio as well. Her beautiful voice, by the way, accompanied on one of these songs, or two of them, by incredible flute playing, the moving flute playing of Lauren Hertz O'Brien. And by the way, he will be appearing with his father at the Brick House November the 24th. That's Black Friday at 7 p.m., his dad and, what is it, Rock to Rachmaninoff. And let me tell you, I won't miss it. My wife and I are going. His flute is so beautifully played. It brings tears to my eyes. We never hear it. It's just joy and joy, the beauty that that man's ears hears and can play for us anyway. November 24th, the Brick House, 7 o'clock. Don't miss it. Lauren and his dad, his talented father. I can't wait to hear him. My gosh. Anyway. Hey, Willits, you know, there's so much talent here. Please come in and share it on your own radio station. Hey, call it. Go ahead. Call me. 459-3739. Go ahead. Do it. Don't leave a message. Just talk to me. Train Singer, is that you? Yes. No, it's Greg. I don't want to talk to you. No, stop. Anyway, I would. What are you talking about? Either that or please, I want you to send your beauty over the airwaves, just like me. How beautiful am I? Oh, jeez, Greg. I'm on many tangents today. I think it's the rain that's affecting my behavior. How's that? Does that sound good to you, Mike?
Yep.
You said that's good. So cool. Hey, this is great. You know, I remember the first time I heard myself on the radio, I was living in Bolinas, and WFB. Bolinas, and I was over in Stinson Beach, and I turned on my car radio, and there was Greg Schindel singing one of his songs that he'd recorded. What a thrill it was. I mean, it's just something about being in the air. Instead of just being an airhead, I was really in the air, and it was quite a thrill. So you can have the same thrill. Again, you know, you check us out at KLLG LP 97.9 FN, or
tune into our website at www.kllg.org or call us at 459-KLLG. Again, that's KLLG.org or 459-5554. Get in touch with your radio. We want to grow. We want to keep growing. We have proven ourselves. We made it through a whole year. And I'm still here. Haven't shut you down yet, have I, boys? You better watch yourself, baby. All right. And you know, I had a few more love-related songs. Some were broken heart songs, but so what? That's all part of the thing, right? But I had them left over from last week. And, you know, why not continue with that theme of love, love, love? I love it. I'd love it if someone out there in Little Lake, one of you Little Lake listeners, I wish you would, you know, come in and sing a love song on my show. I dare you. Come on. Show up any Wednesday at the Grange studio. That's Grange Central Station at 1:15 p.m. I will have you on. I will put you on, but I'll have you on. Okay. Back to love. Oh, I actually never left it. Ooh. Back to love relationship songs. You know, I've written a few myself. And I have actually loved other songwriters' songs enough to learn and sing them. And, you know, close to home, you might say. They might strike my heart in a certain way. And so I figured I'd throw a little medley of love songs with a couple of familiar, standards thrown in. So, gee whiz, I'm looking at my list. And hoping, how much time do we have in this show? Can I?
17 minutes.
Oh, wow. I've sure wasted a lot of my time, haven't I? Or no? What are you saying, Greg? Someone's listening right now. Are you wasting their time? Oh, no. No, I'm not. I take it back. Greg, get control. Why? Oh, one of my favorite love songs. I gotta say, it's not mine. Kenny Loggins. People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one, and we just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son, gonna be like her and me, free as a dove, conceived in love, sun is gonna shine above. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey, and everything will bring a chain of love. In the morning when we rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and to tell me everything is gonna be alright. Love a girl holds the world in a paper cup. I drink it up. Love her, she'll bring you luck. And if you find she help your mind, oh, take her home. Oh, don't let her roam. Try and earn what lovers own. Even though we ain't got money, so in love with you, honey, and everything will bring a chain of love. In the morning when we rise, she brings a tear of joy to my eyes, and she tell me everything gonna be alright. Yeah. Pisces, Aries, rising, that's a very good sign. Strong and kind, the little boy, the girl, the grandchildren, they're all mine. Now I see a family where there was none, and we just begun. Think I'm gonna try for the sun, whoa. And even though we ain't got money, so in love with you, honey, and everything will bring a chain. In the morning when we arrive, you bring a tear of joy to my eyes and you tell me, hey, everything is gonna be alright. That was one of the first ones that struck me. And actually, here's one.
here's one that a lot of you folks will remember. And it was written by a very well-known guy. His name is Bob... Oh, what's that last name? Thomas? No, Bob Dylan. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, if you don't know by now. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it won't do you anyhow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't think twice. It's all right. Ain't no use in turning on your light, baby. That light I never know. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Thinking and wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't no use in calling out my name now, like you never done before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal. I can't hear you anymore. But I wish there's something you would do and say. Try and make me change my mind and stay. Oh, but we never did too much talking anyway. Ah, but don't think twice, it's all right, it's all right. So long, honey babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all sure reminded me of my girlfriend. Oh, because it was a long time ago. Seems like most of the songs that I did learn were kind of sad ones. I guess that's maybe in your 20s you have those problems. But I was one of those folky kind of guys, and I loved folk music, and I collected the records. I went to as many coffee houses as they'd allow me to go into at that age. And one of the most incredible folk singers that I recall was Ian and Sylvia and their Canadian tune. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. And our good times all are gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
think I'll go out to Alberta, where there's good air in the fall. Got some friends that I can go for working for. But I wish you'd change your mind, come back one more time. But we've been through that 100 times before. Four strong winds that roll lonely, seven seas that run high. All those things that don't change, come what may. And our good times all are gone, I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. If I get there before the snow flies, things are looking good. You could meet me if I sent you down the fair. But by then it will be winter. There's not much for you to do. And those chilly winds, oh, sure can blow cold way out there. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high. All those things that don't change, come what may. Our good times all are gone, I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. I feel sorry for those people. They must have loved each other a lot. 5 minutes, oh my goodness gracious. Well, I'm going to do a shorty. And hey, next week I could do my own love songs. I did all the standards today. See, it's not just Greg Schindel. What are you going to do? I see sky high blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights. Then I think to myself, what a wonderful world. And I see trees of green and red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. Then I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. The color of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies. I see them on the faces of people walking by. When I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, and I watch them grow. Oh, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And then I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, what a wonderful world. Oh, I love that song. That's da 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 da. That's why it's so familiar to your ears. It's Twinkle Little Star. That man, Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, what a genius. One of the most beautiful songs that I've ever heard. What do you got, about 3 minutes or something like that in here?
Yep.
We got 3 minutes. Boy, I can squeeze in a little bit more of myself. Thank you.
loving you always, loving you, loving you always, loving you always, loving you always, love you the way I do now. Wanting you always, wanting you, wanting you always, wanting you always, wanting you always, want you the way I do now. Loving you always, wanting you. Sometime. I love to have my local guests, all the talented people out there in the Lake Valley. Come on, it's your radio station. Don't let it go. Come on now. Where are we now? We're on
KLLGLP 97.9
FM radio, radio. Underwriting support for the Bipolar Express and KLLGLP 97.9.
And Willis,
and thank you, Mendocino County, for doing the right thing. Let's keep it up. Oh, things are going away. Ooh, yes. Thank you, KLLG, for being here and letting me, Greg Chanel, train singer, ride the beep, 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 spree, beep, 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 into your radio, into your home, into your car. Come on, you gotta ride it. KLLG, riding on it. The Bipolar Express.